It is Memorial Day, and on our last Ag Report here on KMMO, Tasha Borde of University Extension and James O'Donnell of O'Donnell Funeral Home talked about Memorial Day offering time for delayed healing for those affected by COVID and all we went through the past year, especially those in rural areas. On today's KMMO Ag Report, I continue with that discussion. Rural residents have dealt with ambiguity and stress related to economic shifts and social issues. In some cases, people experience a suffocated grief, a term Borde coined to represent the penalties such as job loss or punishment at school that bereaved people may pay for normal expressions of grief. Ambiguous losses, a concept associated to researcher Pauline Boss, are losses with no clear resolution, answer, or ending in sight. They're difficult to explain, affect decision-making, and ultimately complicate feelings of grief, says Borde. Examples include the loss of control over normal routines and making plans. Borde said it is important to recognize and validate these feelings that come with losses and life transitions. Social distancing threatened jobs, which were already in short supply in rural areas and were often the source of health insurance for off-farm workers and the family. Additionally, uncertainty about the length of the pandemic loomed large. People have been living in that space for a year, Borde says. When you don't know what's around the corner for such an extended period of time, stress can set in. I want to emphasize that stress and grief are completely normal reactions to this level of uncertainty. As restrictions lifted, many found themselves thrown back into work and school without time to grieve or think about their next steps. Before you get 2 seconds to get centered, you're back to the intense throes of life, she says. For many, this delayed grief may find resolution on Memorial Day and the summer in family get-togethers and gatherings organized by O'Donnell and other funeral directors who have continued to work with grieving families. Recently, they began helping families of COVID-19 victims apply for funeral assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The most important thing to realize is that it's okay to remember and celebrate on delayed timelines, says O'Donnell. If someone died a year ago and you were unable to grieve due to the pandemic, get together as a family in a cemetery, a home, or a restaurant and share the stories that put you on the road to healing, he says. Life is not just about the end point, but all the memories along the way, and we need to celebrate, especially this Memorial Day, O'Donnell says. Tasha Borde works with MU Extension Health and Safety Specialist Karen Funkenbusch on the North Central Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Center grant funded under USDA. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.